Welcome to episode 13 of the BioShock podcast. I'm Elizabeth Toby, community manager at 2K, and today I'm at 2K Marin to talk about one of the new features coming up in BioShock for the PlayStation 3, Survivor Mode. Before we get started on what Survivor Mode is, how about I let the team introduce themselves?
Hi, I'm JP LeBreton, and I'm one of the designers of the original BioShock, and right now I'm working on BioShock 2.
I'm Jake Edgton, programmer on the first game and also on the second now.
How about you just give me a rundown of what Survivor Mode is?
It's a new experience in the BioShock universe. It's a lot different from the three difficulty modes that we shipped with in that you're really challenged to play in a different way. You have to really try. We're not going to baby you through as we do in the other modes, and it's a lot harder.
What made you guys want to create yet another difficulty for BioShock?
Well, I think the plan was always that, you know, the difficulty modes that we shipped with were, they were intended to kind of cover the spectrum of most FPS players on console, you know, where easy mode really was intended to be a tourist mode, you know, where if you didn't want to deal with really difficult combats or anything, and you just wanted to see the really cool world that that our guys created, you know, you can make it through. Normal is intended to be the very standard middle of the road difficulty experience where, you know, your challenge, average players are challenged, but, you know, you can beat the game. You know, there's not a point where we really stop the player and say you can't play our game anymore. Hard mode was intended to be a cut above that, and I think, you know, it was definitely noticeably harder. But I think with Survivor Mode, the opportunity was, you know, to ratchet up the difficulty to an extent that it was transformative to gameplay, where, you know, now all of a sudden it's not just that guys are a little bit tougher and all that kind of stuff. It's like, it's hard to the extent that all of a sudden you're starting to count every bullet and you're having to use tools in a fairly ingenious way and use every little dirty trick you can figure out in order to just eke through, you know? So that's why, you know, Survivor is really a cut beyond hard, because you really are concerned with actual survival rather than just, you know, kind of grinding through and, you know, whatever, if you're a savvy FPS player, you know, the sorts of things that you want to be tested on if you're looking for a real test of your skill.
Sure, and we do read our forums, and we read all the reviews, and we're clear that some people found even the hardest mode in BioShock not challenging, even with the Vita Chambers disabled, and we would make sure that we address those people and make sure that they had as good of an experience as the more casual core gamers.
As a side note, you can play this mode with and without Vita Chambers?
Yes. For the true masochists, yeah, you can disable, and also for people, I think, who, you know, just want to enjoy the game, you know, differently. Like, you know, load and save systems tend to be very divisive discussions. If you read gaming forums, you know, some people really like checkpoints, and people who come from the PC scene prefer save anywhere. So this is something that, you know, gives people a little bit more freedom to eat their cake how they would like to eat their cake. And so, yeah, you can turn off Vita Chambers, and especially, yeah, combined with Survivor difficulty, it's pretty punishing. But, you know, that's also the pinnacle of achievement.
You know. And you do get an extra trophy if you play with Vita Chambers off.
Yes,
so.
Yes, your achievement will be recognized. So, yeah, that's bragging rights right there.
How did you program this game differently to make it really challenging for the player?
While we were developing BioShock, we went through multiple kinds of difficulty, where at one point it was incredibly difficult, and at one point it was incredibly easy, and we sort of had a very robust system for tweaking pretty much everything in the game. And we pretty much just used that from the end of BioShock until shipping the PS3 version, and we were able to adjust almost everything and really balance and tweak that on a high level. We had controls over anything we really wanted to. And we've been in a very balancey sort of state of mind the entire time. We didn't really have to go too low level or, you know, adjust any AI pathfinding routines or anything like that. We had all the knobs that we needed in order to make this happen. We also added a new screen when you die so that you don't have to go back to the main menu as you did on the DLC for Xbox 360. And now, so when you die, it's like most games. You get a screen that says you're dead, and you can either go back to the main menu or immediately jump back into the action by loading the last save game.
D- digging a little deeper into the programming, a lot of people are probably going to say the AI just has more hit points. Can you talk a little bit more about how it is more dynamic than just hit points?
Sure. We have, we have what the AIs can damage. We have what they can see. We have how long they can see you, how long they track you, how much damage your bullets do, how much bullets environment damage does, how much damage things like Big Daddies, what their damage to splicers are, what splicers' damage is to Big Daddies. We have control over almost every degree, and we've really looked at that and sort of made sure that throughout the entire experience, it feels right.
Let's switch over and talk about some strategy. In BioShock, you can make your way through Rapture in several different ways, with guns, with plasmids, any way you want. How exactly do you recommend people get through this mode? And I know that this is going to be a question that many people are going to debate, but give me some tips and strategy.
JP is definitely the master of BioShock when it comes to creative solutions. So.
Yeah, I think every developer reaches a point on their game where, you know, they've internalized pretty much everything about it. You know, they know all the ins and outs and all the dirty little tricks, you know. All of that said, I think a lot of the highest yield stuff that you'll see when you're playing Survivor mode is stuff that, you know, is just that is high yield in terms of like the resources you have to expend. And that's one of the biggest examples of that are all the ecology plasmids, like Target Dummy and Enrage and Security Bullseye, stuff like that, because that stuff not only does it, you know, neutralize one enemy, it, you know, turns another enemy. It's going to wear down, if not kill outright, another enemy. In the case of Target Dummy, you know, you're distracting someone, and those things were they were made relatively cheap early in development or early to mid development, just because we were afraid that people wouldn't really see the value in them. And so what that means is that they're a fairly cheap way for clever players to get a lot of bang for a little bit of buck. So definitely manipulating the environment and the ecology, you know, to make it not just about raw numbers. Because, man, especially playing Survivor mode, the first Big Daddy you face at the very end of the medical pavilion, even if, no matter how good you've been at saving ammo and stuff, if you just empty all of your bullets into him and then just, you know, dump damage into him, you're going to run out of resources before his hit points are even, like, you know, two-thirds depleted or something. So that's the first and probably most brutal version of the lesson that Survivor mode teaches, which is just use everything you can. You know, get that turret to fight him, get a bunch of splicers to come after him, you know, lead him down a hallway and into some water if you can find it. I'm trying to remember all the tools that are available to you in medical, stuff like that. So getting something for nothing or something for very little Eve or ammo or money is definitely the top level strategy.
And we've actually adjusted the game so that those sort of strategies, like using a barrel or befriending a Big Daddy to send him on a target, is actually stronger relative to your bullets than it was in other difficulty modes. So those things are actually more powerful even than they were before.
I know a lot of seasoned players are probably going to be revisiting BioShock to try this mode, and it sounds like you're going to have to relearn a couple lessons that you think you had down pat in regular BioShock. Other than the first Big Daddy, do you have any other particular areas that you think are tricky that you may want to use as examples and give tips and tricks on how you're going to have to relearn playing the game?
I think actually, yeah, most of the areas that I've run across are early in the game, because, you know, there's a point mid to late game, and certainly if you've played through a normal difficulty and you're, you know, an experienced FPS player, where the player really gets very powerful. And that was for the most part intentional. You know, we wanted you to have a bunch of cool tools and be able to experiment freely. But before, in Survivor mode especially, before you get to that mid to late game point, and I'm talking specifically about like medical and Fontaine Fisheries, places like that, that stuff is rough because you've got very few tools, and so you end up like, you know, every single one of those tools becomes really relevant. Like, you know, even if you didn't use the shotgun that much, or, you know, something like Enrage or Target Dummy, even if you didn't use that much in other playthroughs, in Survivor mode, you're probably going to have to get acquainted with every single thing it's possible to have by the time you get to Fontaine Fisheries, just because, yeah, it's a tough dent in the power curve.
One of the areas that's been adjusted dramatically because of this is the camera. And the camera is now much harder to use, but much more important. You can get hit at any time when you're having that camera, and one or two kills can kill you. So it's pretty important for you to get a little crafty about where you take your shots and how you take them. But that research is absolutely critical to being able to progress through the game.
Yeah.
If you don't research at all anything, you're going to have a really hard time. So it's in your best interest to take photos of everything possible in the safest way possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And basically, all those kinds of damage bonuses that you get from stuff like upgrading your weapons and, yeah, getting researching splicers and AIs up to a certain level, those damage bonuses are worth their weight in gold, because it all of a sudden means that, you know, the coefficient by which your resources are getting exhausted is that much lower.
Already own the game on PC or 360. Is there any way that you recommend they train with their game for this challenge?
Personally, I think fighting the big daddies is something that in the normal game flow, you can kind of run and gun your way through it and just shoot them a few times and use a couple bots or something like that. But in Survivor, one hit can completely knock you out of the game. And so the Big Daddies have always been tweaked so that you can avoid their daddy dash. You can sort of use cover to advantage and things like that. And you can practice that on the main game and try to take as little damage as possible from those guys, because in Survivor mode, 1 to 2 hits and you're gone. So
yeah, Big Daddies can just end you in Survivor mode. One thing that I did, I played through using only the Ecology Plasmids. So I didn't actually let myself deal any direct damage, you know? It's very much a self-imposed guideline sort of thing, where the only weapon I had was the wrench. You can actually avoid picking up the pistol and stuff. You know, definitely don't recommend doing that in Survivor mode, but the interesting playstyle that forced on me in just hard difficulty was that I had to get creative and stuff. So when Survivor mode first came online and I jumped in and started playing, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to have to start using all my goofy little ecology tricks, you know, and yeah. So that's actually, if you're that kind of player, it's definitely a fun way to, you know, see the game again. And yeah, it definitely teaches you some skills about how to manipulate, you know, elements in the environment.
And start working on the combinations, because a lot of times those are the most powerful things you can do, because you want to hit all the damage at once if possible. We found a tester who found a great little combination that will take down almost any Big Daddy in one hit. If you take a lot of barrels and TK them all together, put a proximity mine like right on the barrel, and then put a target dummy near that, and then enrage the Big Daddy, hide, wait for the Big Daddy to attack the target dummy, and there's a big explosion and no more Big Daddy. Pretty much anything like that, like if you combined Cyclone Trap with a proximity mine in the ceiling, things that you might not normally think of to do in the main game because you don't have to, you really need to do that in Survivor.
Yeah, definitely. Later in the game, like setting up a little array of trap bolts, you know, and then aggroing the Big Daddy and having him dash through that, you know, so that it saps most of him and stuff like that. I think there's also kind of a fun challenge, you know, if BioShock were more of a hot seat, like pass the controller around to your buddies sort of game, killing a Big Daddy, taking a Big Daddy from full health to zero health as quickly as possible. That's something that I wish, you know, we could have, you know, had a special little, you know, mini game mode for or something like that, because it's such a good test of all of the game's verbs. You know, there's a ton of stuff you have to pull out to in order to do that quickly and effectively.
Last question. What's the most difficult area for you right now, if you can tell us without spoiling anything?
The beginning of the game is by far the most difficult, because you don't have your skills, you don't have your sort of tool set, and you don't have your health. So a lot of times your best bet is to actually hide, run away, and get through, you know, medical and fisheries and get into the later areas, and then come back and take those guys out that you pretty much were completely afraid of the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually support like, you know, if you've ever really gone over the game world with a fine-tooth comb, yeah, you can travel back to medical or any other level in the game up to a certain very late point of no return. You can travel back, and so you can leave. It's a valid decision, and in fact encouraged in Survivor mode to leave Big Daddies alone if you're not really equipped to face them, and come back later. But yeah, definitely the early levels, very hard. And there's kind of a point late in the game where the enemies just, you know, they've ramped up noticeably, and I remember hitting kind of a dent there too. And that's when security bots became my best friend in the whole world, because they had leveled up too, and all of a sudden they were just a huge asset, because, you know, you can get a lot of mileage out of them if you've hacked them or have hacked a security camera, stuff like that.
Yeah, anything you can use, like hacking or befriending Big Daddy, anything where that keeps you out of the action is by far your best bet.
I think you've given everyone a lot to think about. Thank you guys for being here, and I think this wraps up our episode for today.